Gary Bader Show.
I both love and hate when Jason does this. He actually mentioned this to me earlier. He found a story on Facebook where inexplicably a mom had her son fight a kid who's way bigger than him. Well, I think quite a bit bigger than him. Is this a racial thing? I ask only because her son is white and the other kid is black. I have no idea what's going on here. But I just see these two kids and it's obvious that the kid that she's making him fight is going to beat the crap out of her son unless he's just completely surprising in his physical ability, which he isn't. He's getting his ass kicked. I'll have to dig into that later. I have no idea what's going on there. He's getting killed. Now, the other kid looks reluctant. Yes or no? Yeah, he doesn't want to be doing this. What is she doing? I can't watch any more of that. Stop it. I'll find it later. We'll post it on the Bader blog. I need the backstory on it though. And I don't have the backstory right now. So don't remind me of that though, Jason. By the way, I have somewhat limited email access right now. The wireless in our building is down. I can get show email on my cell phone. I'll do that when I have an opportunity here. I'll flip my phone over here so I can take show emails on my phone. Otherwise, I've got nothing else right now. Our wireless is down. Our IT guy knows, but he's dealing with another brush fire. So I can't do anything. We have Jason's email. And that you get the show email. Yeah, so that's because we've got the desktop going on here. So we do have that. But I'm a little limited in terms of digging things up during the show as I normally do. Hopefully, we'll get that fixed in just a little bit. A political story in Wisconsin broke over the weekend. On the scale of 1 to 10, where would I put this political story? Now, here's what's interesting about stories that break over the weekend. A major political story broke over the weekend. You political junkies, and by the way, there are people out there who listen to this show and other conservative talk shows who follow things as closely as I do, and they think everybody follows things as closely as they do. There's about 10% of the audience right now. That's just an educated guess. About 10% of the audience who's every bit as informed on this topic as I am. Then there's about, 30% that know a little about it. And I would say the rest have no idea what I'm talking about. There's a major political story that broke over the weekend in Wisconsin. On a scale of 1 to 10, I would put it at an 8 or 9. Jason's like, this isn't good because I don't think I know what he means. Yeah, but this was a good weekend to hibernate. If I don't do what I do, if I didn't do what I do for a living, I don't know that I would know about it. I did all sorts of different things. Oh, you were in Southern Door County, that's right, for your son's wrestling tournament. How do you do? Second? No shame in that at all. Not at all. Yeah, I know Vince Lombardi over there. Second place is for losers. I know you, but he did great. But it was second. See, that's the Lombardi in you. You're never supposed to be anything but first. Well, there's nothing really wrong with that attitude, but unless you don't celebrate the fact, that he did great. So you can be forgiven if you miss this. This is a pretty big problem for Republicans in Wisconsin, and I'm going to argue that it's the problem of their own making. Tomorrow, the Assembly Republican leadership is going to move to strip Republican Representative Bill Cramer of his leadership post. He's majority leader in the state assembly. This follows revelations that he is accused of sexually harassing at least two women while in Washington, D.C. for a recent fundraiser. One appears to be inappropriate language. The other accusation appears to be physical touching, groping. Now, there are some misguided conservatives who took to the blogs after this story broke. Well, who are these women? And just wait a minute now. Hold on. No. Bill Cramer is an accident that has been waiting to happen. And there are two major points here. One, Republicans are doing the right thing where Democrats almost never do the right thing when one of their own is caught in something like this. Democrats circle the wagons. They even did that initially with Anthony Weiner until they realized how bad the problem was. But Republicans generally move very quickly and say, look, he is not fitting to be in a leadership position. You can also argue he should resign his assembly seat, but that he should not be in a leadership position. They are doing the right thing. I and other conservatives are arguing that they're doing the right thing after doing the wrong thing. This is an embarrassment. Liberals are going to make big hay on Bill Cramer, although moving quickly to strip him of his leadership position is an effort to defuse that the best that they can. He never, ever, ever should have gotten this leadership post, ever. As other conservatives have written over the weekend, this is, actually, it's fellow talk show host Charlie Sykes who called it this, the least surprising scandal ever. Cramer's problem in this area was known, somewhere between known and well known to Republicans. In fact, according to WisPolitics.com, as quoted by Dan Bice over the weekend, State Representative Chris Kapenga of Delafield put this out there publicly that Cramer, well, to his colleagues, that Cramer often has displayed poor behavior at various events, including at a recent American Legislative Exchange Council conference in Chicago. This cannot happen ever, Kapenga said during an Assembly GOP caucus meeting, according to WisPolitics.com. We can't have sexual innuendos. We can't have bad language in the public. I do have those concerns with Bill. As majority leader, he's second in power only to the Assembly Speaker. Now, he was kind of a big hero during Act 10. And in terms of conservative politics, he was promising. No question about that. But there's also no question that this is something they knew about. I mentioned earlier Charlie Sykes. He wrote a piece over the weekend, A Right Wisconsin. And I want to read some of it with you. This is how big of a mistake this was by Republicans to put Cramer in this position of power. There is likely no woman in state politics who was unaware of Cramer's pattern and practice of conduct. Sometimes it was simply inappropriate humor aimed at colleagues, staffers, lobbyists, or wives. But sometimes, including on out-of-town trips in which he was representing the state, it crossed the line into offensive and embarrassing. The stories were legion. Alcohol was often involved. As a political insider wrote me this morning, and again, this is Sykes writing, the headline, Assembly Majority Leader Bill Cramer Accused of Sexual Harassment, was the least surprising headline ever. According to news reports and my own sources, Cramer's last week conduct went beyond tasteless jokes and included physical contact that could be construed as sexual assault. The tragedy here, and there is an element of tragedy, is that Cramer was a bright, talented, gutsy politician who earned his stripes during the fight over Act 10. But he was also apparently unable to control his behavior, which was notorious. Assembly Republicans now have a stark choice, a quick exit for Cramer or a slow bleed. And they have, since this was written, they are going to remove him from his position of power. He went into some type of rehab, some type of treatment, but he's not saying what it is. Is it related to alcohol, his behavior with women? We don't know. The most awkward question, why did the Assembly GOP caucus turn a blind eye to Cramer's behavior? During the caucus vote that elected him, the issue of his behavior was raised by Representative Chris Kapenga, as Bice quoted. It was out there, but representatives voted for him anyway. The reasons are complex. Kapenga was unpopular. Some representatives thought his opponent, Dean Knudsen, wasn't ready for leadership. Others simply wanted to clip the wings of Speaker Robin Voss, who opposed Cramer. Shortly after he was elected majority leader, one representative told me he's a time bomb waiting to explode. This weekend, it exploded. Charlie Sykes writing at Right Wisconsin. They knew what he was. They knew who he was. To say this is an unforced error, which I did in a blog, is an understatement. Why would you do this? Whatever flack Republicans are going to get from Mike Tate of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, from Scott Ross at One Wisconsin Now, this time is going to be well-deserved. And while I do applaud them for moving quickly to remove him, they're only doing so because the cigar just blew up in their face. This is so frustrating to me. Character matters. And you get into these bleeping matches, well, Robin Voss doesn't like him, and this is that, and we don't like Chris Kapenga. Even though Chris Kapenga's telling the truth, we're not going to pay any attention to him. This is nonsense. It's absolute nonsense. And they have to fix the problem. And I've seen other conservative bloggers applauding them for fixing the problem quickly, not circling the wagons. I'm going to go halfway on that. This is a problem of their own making. And this is the type of thing, and one other thought on this. When you know that the strategy is going to be this war on women crapola, you let this guy go on and on and on and on and on until finally it just can't go on anymore? It is so frustratingly stupid that I don't know what else to say about it. So I will say it is frustratingly stupid. Get rid of him. Urge him to relinquish his assembly seat and try to move on and learn from a really, 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 really stupid mistake. It's 9:18.
The Jerry Bader Show.